So we'll go ahead and start with your name.
Bob Barrett.
Bob Barrett, cool. And where are you from, Bob?
I grew up in Los Angeles.
All right. So first we're going to start with how did you first start working in a bookstore?
My wife started this bookstore over 20 years ago, and I'm vice president of the company, and I still am, and I go over the, over the world, and she wanted something to do when I was traveling, so she went into a franchise called the Book Rack, and there are about 100 and some odd book racks throughout the United States, and this was the first one, and at one time they had 5. And now they have 2. And the other one's been in business some 20-some years, too. We didn't see any reason to pay the franchise fee, so we named it our own name some 5 years ago or so. And it's now a corporation also.
So
they've been in the book, my son and my wife have been in the bookstore over 20 years.
So then that leads into my next question. How long have you been working in a bookstore?
I've been here 20 years, but only on Saturday.
Right. So I guess what does this particular bookstore mean to you?
What?
What does this particular bookstore mean to you?
It means that it keeps my wife and my son happy. To me. But to them, they love books. I do nuclear power stuff, and I'm an engineer, so I don't read as much.
So
you're asking the wrong guy, really, when it comes to reading. But you could be talking to any of the staff or my wife and my son, and they know everything about books. That's the reason I was calling.
Okay. So what roles do you think bookstores play in American cities, neighborhoods, or lives of other people?
I think that the younger generation now uses these e-readers, and I have 2 guys that you have e-readers at my store that work for me, and they now have me getting books. So apparently they're tired of looking at the e-reader, and I think the bookstores are going to make a comeback. But this type of store in particular, because the books are half price and people trade, and so they get another reduced price beyond that, so the economics are such that I don't think the e-readers can even compete from a price standpoint.
Absolutely.
And my wife and my son all have all the computers, and of course my being a technical guy, I have all that myself, but there's nothing like falling in bed and reading a book. And you can't take an e-reader necessarily to the beach. So.
Right.
So there's still room. And I think there's a market for bookstores, but you have to have a gimmick. And this is a gimmick in that people trade. And there's lots of books, and the selection is such that it's not just the latest books. It's all the books in the series, and if somebody likes a certain series, then they have to come here to get it, because Barnes & Noble sends people over here. And all they have is the latest one, but this store has the whole series. And that's a plus.
That's cool. So, talking about Barnes & Noble, how does your store compare to Barnes & Noble or other big bookstores like that?
Well, Barnes & Noble sells books at full price, and we sell them for half price. I think from just what I said, the selection of a certain author, you get 20 times, 30 times more books here by that author than you would at Barnes & Noble. And we have audios and other things too. So, and we have art books and things like that.
Very cool. So, leading into the next question, I guess. The roles that bookstores play in American cities, you said, were basically
I think it plays a role. St- dealt with the older folks.
Right.
We have a lot of retired people come in here. They don't have e-readers, and they don't have a lot to do, so they do a lot of reading. And so the older people, this is their salvation, really. I mean, this is good for them. There's always a place for that. And if you didn't have bookstores, I don't know what they would do. The libraries aren't loaded anymore like they used to be, so.
So, playing into the role that bookstores play in the life of everyday people, so they...
Depends. Older people is a big part of their life. Maybe the younger people, people going on trips, they like to take books as opposed to an e-reader. They don't want to leave the e-reader at the hotel in the Caribbean or someplace like that. So it plays a big role in people's lives. And children. We sell tons of children's books. And you don't get that on the e-reader necessarily. So the preschool people and the teachers, they all come in here. So it's a reduced price and they can buy their books for class.
So that gets into the part about the neighborhoods. How worked in are you guys with the general neighborhoods, the kids, all the people coming back and forth from school? How do you guys fit into their lives?
They all wave. we're real close to them. As a matter of fact, some of these kids have been coming in here since they're 20 years old. Since they were this tall, now they're in college and they still come back.
So I guess getting back to we'll get back to this real quick. Your experience with this particular bookstore, I know it's your wife's and your son's, but how, from the beginning, how has it been starting this bookstore for you?
Well, unlike most entrepreneurs, we're on a different level because I've been vice president for 35 years of three big companies. I used to own part of two of them. So from a financial standpoint, we don't have the financial problems that any other business would have. And we can keep going forever if we want to. And we don't have to make money. That's a part. My son takes a salary out of it, but we don't make anything. And it's all right because we live on what I make. So it's in a unique situation in our case. It doesn't follow the business pattern, per se.
Okay, well, I think I pretty much have just about all I need.
Yeah, I think it's you happen to run across the bookstore that is unique.
Yeah.
In that we don't take a profit out of it.
Right.
And my wife, I don't work here hardly at all anymore. Not even on Saturday, but we sent my son to vacation somewhere. So I'm here on Saturday, but normally you'd be talking to him on Saturday.
Yeah.
And my wife works less. And so it's become a hobby with us and a business with him. And that's a nice way to be. It's a unique business.
Yeah, absolutely.
And customers have been coming in for years and years and years. And we closed one bookstore down at General Booth. And now those customers are coming over to this one or the other one, so.
Very cool.
It's working out pretty well.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear everything's going good for you guys. And I'm
Well, I finance them. I mean, if they're short, then I put money in.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob, for your
time. Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't mind opening up.
It was nice to meet you.
You can use it. You don't even need to have me sign it.